Let us now take this time to look at the behavior of others and compare it to ourselves.
We had a lot of stupid criminals from Florida while you were gone. You probably ran into some of them down there.
Oh, trust me. Yes, I did. Did you play the 1 minute inside a woman's head?
I did not.
All right.
Are you like that when you go back to Florida? Like, I'm going back to Connecticut for my vacation in 2 days.
Mm.
You go back with an outsider's view now and say, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, a little bit, especially in my hometown. Rolling through, it's like,
boy, I'm glad I got the hell out of here.
Yeah, in some aspects, yeah, absolutely. All right, this one is from Florida, oddly enough, and there's a bit to this that I find suspicious. First of all, a 78-year-old woman from Florida was busted last week trying to smuggle $20,000 into the Philippines in her girdle.
Uh-huh.
She was flying to the Philippines from Detroit when custom agents caught her, said she had gotten the money from selling her house. Not in Detroit, she didn't. And she felt like this was a better way to transport it than wiring the money. She's older, 78, and a lot of these, especially she's from the Philippines, they do not trust banks. She's now facing potential smuggling charges. The total amount of cash that they found on her and in her suitcase, $41,000. And Customs is trying to keep the cash. I disagree with this. There's no sign that it's drug money. There's no sign that it's illegally gotten cash. It's just the fact that she's got $41,000 in cash on her. At what point, when does that become illegal?
There are news stories like that that come up from time to time, and it's terrible.
Yeah.
Proving that you were not using the cash for illegal activity, or that is very difficult and time-consuming, and usually you wind up, they offer you some deal, like, we won't go to court, but we'll give you half the money back.
Kiss my chalky white butt, you'll give it all back, or I go nuts on you. That's, I'm all about the war on drugs. I got it, okay? And clamping down on mob activity and illegal trade and so forth. I got it. But when you've got somebody that you've got no proof that the cash was used as a drug
You're going to tell the Philippine authorities to kiss your chalky white
butt? No, it was the American authorities, man. It was here in the United States.
Oh,
they stopped her stateside.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's us that are trying to keep the cash, not the Philippines.
But
the Philippines do whatever the heck they want. I don't care.
I've heard of news stories, for instance, where a store does a lot of business in cash instead of debit and credit cards.
Sure.
So the guy who runs the store every day makes a deposit into his bank account. $10,000, $8,000. It's the till from his...
Yeah.
And someone says, well, that's suspicious. Mm-hmm. So we're confiscating your bank account.
Yeah.
He says, well, what's suspicious about it?
This is how I make a living.
Yeah.
Guy has been robbing banks in New York City, apparently, and wearing a different stupid hat every time. He's worn a large floppy white hat, a baseball cap with a picture of President Obama on it, a floppy hat with a leopard print, and a hat with a fake mullet attached. The cops apparently are trying to track him down. If you know anybody with that type of description on Long Island with bad taste in hats, they're offering a $5,000 reward for his capture and conviction.
With all of the safeguards in place now to keep people from robbing banks, how does anybody get away with robbing a bank?
It is still apparently a pretty lucrative profession. 24-year-old guy in North Carolina won a donut eating contest at a police event last week.
At a police event?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So he got a write-up in the local newspaper.
Uh-huh. Hey,
this is cute. A cop eating donut contest.
Yeah. I would
charity or whatever.
I'd rather see the cop eating the donut than the donut eating the cop. But anyway, he got a write-up in the paper.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this guy won the donut eating contest. Well, another cop happened to read the article and recognized the guy as a wanted criminal.
Nice.
He had warrants out for 3 felony burglaries. The cops tracked him down and arrested him that very same day. You know, why would you go to a cop-sponsored event when you have outstanding warrants against you?
We wouldn't be reading about him on the Stupid Criminal segment of the show if he didn't.
So, good point. So to him, I say thank you.
Yeah.
Job security.
And goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Tom's too.
A quick look at the news.
Now, as you may have heard, Kim Kardashian is publishing a book of selfies. Uh-huh. It's going to cost $19.95. It will be sold to people who haven't figured out how to follow Kim Kardashian on Instagram for free. Huffington Post recently referred to Kourtney Kardashian as fearless for wearing a lacy white jumpsuit while pregnant. Here, like an idiot, you and I probably thought the description should be reserved for, you know, firemen, police officers, and soldiers that run into enemy fire to save a fallen comrade. Ah, that's funny. Miley Cyrus apparently posted a picture of herself squatting under a tree to urinate. Ah, classy. Just goes to show that deep down, Miley is just like you and me if we were classless, subintelligent rednecks. Katy Perry said that people who get famous without having any talent are disgusting, as opposed to people who get famous thanks to truly brilliant talent for wearing tube tops, having a big rack, and knowing how to use auto-tune. Just saying. Did you do this segment while I was gone?
I did the stupid criminals. I left this part out.
Really?
I did.
Madame Tussauds in New York City unveiled a wax sculpture of Selena Gomez. Fans say the sculpture is just like the real thing, except with a bit more acting range and intelligence. The release of the new Batman movie with Ben Affleck has been delayed to March 26, 2016. Fans haven't been this disappointed since it was announced they're making a new Batman movie with Ben Affleck. Landon Donovan, remember him?
Soccer player.
Yep, has announced he's retiring from professional soccer.
Yeah.
The announcement made almost as much of an impact on the United States as when my dad announced that he was hiring a plumber.
Like poking the soccer people with a stick. You just want to get them so they email you, don't they?
If I do that, all they're going to do is flop around on the ground and yell and cry,
boy.
My knee! My knee!
Here we go.
You know, I'm doing high school soccer games this spring on our sister station. I'm going to hear nothing but... Wow. I'm going to put a take a number dispenser next to the broadcast booth.
Complaints over here. Go see our complaint director, Helen Waite. If you have a complaint, go to Helen Waite. The American doctor infected with Ebola has released his first statement. And yep, as you guessed it, the message has already gone viral.
Stop it! All right, I'll give you that one. That's the one.
There's an experimental serum that may save people from Ebola. The good news is it's covered by Obamacare. The bad news is by the time you sign up for it, you'll be dead.
Booyah.
Really?
It's Canadian, by the way.
Relatives of Aunt Jemima are suing for $2 billion in profits.
Wait
they
minute,
claim...
Wait a minute, what?
You mean there is a real
Aunt Jemima?
Aunt Jemima
isn't a real person?
Yes, she is.
What?
Yeah. Relatives of Aunt Jemima. They're suing for $2 billion in profits they claim they're owed going back to the 1950s. Lawyers are saying this could be a sweet deal, but right now it's still a pretty sticky situation. No? All right. A woman who was picking lice out of her hair at a pool.
Did this story last week. This is a good one.
She was in a trailer park. She apparently threw ramen noodles at another woman who confronted her. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why we have an electoral college. Speaking of which, President Obama and his family arrived at Martha's Vineyard Saturday for the beginning of a two-week vacation, because certainly he deserves it after, let's see, ending the fighting in Iraq, making peace with Israel and Palestine, and getting the economy back on track.
You're not going to be one of those people, are you, that brag on the president for taking a vacation?
Gosh, he sure deserves it, doesn't he?
Brother.
I mean, really? A new book is claiming that Hillary Clinton smoked lots of weed when she was younger. Once she got so stoned...
How stoned was she?
She dressed like a woman.
Stop it.
And that has been a quick look at the news. Please use the information for good and not for evil.
What's the surface skimmer that's a deadly threat to every swimmer?
Shark!
You're damn right.
What is the fish that in China is a tasty dish?
Shark!
Can you eat it?
Who's the fish that might pop out when all you're trying to catch is trout?
Shark!
It bit off your right arm. They say this shark is a bad mammal.
Shut your mouth!
Oh, I was thinking of dolphins.
Correction noted.
If you're soaking in the bath, it could come out of the drain and seek its wrath.
That would defy fundamental principles of physics.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.